when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hello and welcome to 929, the weekly podcast that gives you a little Monday morning inspiration to help you in the week ahead. 929 is a podcast from Fiverr, the digital freelance marketplace, and I'm your host, Ishan Akbar. Please make sure you listen to the end today, as I've got an offer from Fiverr that can make your week that bit better in whatever you're trying to achieve. Today, I'm talking to Dean Forbes. Dean's been described as a tech CEO unicorn and named as one of the UK's top 50 most ambitious leaders.
I'm CEO of Fortero, and I've been a technology CEO for the last 15 years.
Dean's success has come from recognising a few core values and sticking to them. And he's a great believer in the importance of forging strong relationships with the people you do business with.
Strong relationships are vital in business for a variety of reasons. I think the main one is they help us through some of the tough moments.
Here's my chat with Dean. So look, you've had a very successful career, lots of amazing achievements. What's been the secret sauce to you kind of just keeping pushing the boundaries?
Monumental imposter syndrome at the scale and level you just wouldn't, you wouldn't imagine, right? So for me, I always look at it and think, it's just amazing that I'm here, I have a job, I get to go to work and earn money, and I just want to keep doing that before anybody finds out I'm not quite as good as they thought. So I guess that's, just weird, strange imposter syndrome.
But then at some point, with all the achievements you've had, you must start believing that, hold on, maybe I'm good at this. Maybe I'm good at various things. When does the imposter syndrome stop?
No, I joke about it being imposter syndrome. I guess to articulate it maybe a bit better is, I really am interested to find out where my limit is. What can I do? What can I achieve? Okay, can we get this project done? Yes. Okay, can we do another one a bit bigger? But never really sit back and think, actually, I'm quite good at this, or I've got this cracked now. Actually, never ever think like that.
So look, let's talk about relationships in business. Why is it important to have good relationships in business?
Yeah, that's a good one, because I was talking about this just yesterday, actually, and I think the relationships are important for a bunch of reasons. I think the most important reason is in the down moments, right? So when something hasn't gone according to plan or something hasn't gone well, I think we kind of fall back onto our relationship and the more personal elements to help us, to help us get through that. You fall back to, do I trust this person? Do I think this failure or issue came from malice or neglect? And if there's a good relationship, you don't lose too much time worrying or being suspicious about those things, and you can get right to resolving the issue or moving the topic forward. So lots of reasons why they're important, but I think it's in the down moments and when things aren't going according to plan that, the relationship becomes absolutely critical.
Did you always want to be a CEO? Is this what you imagined your life would look like when you were younger?
Are you kidding? No, when I was growing up to become a professional footballer, and then when that crashed and burned spectacularly, I was very anxious about kind of long-term earning potential. I just couldn't see my way. I couldn't see my way in full-time employment, let alone being a CEO. So this isn't what I always thought I'd do.
Tell us about that journey then, from aspiring professional footballer to where you are now. What happened? Why am I speaking to you today?
The shortest version is, unfortunately, cliche, I grew up on a council estate in South London where football was one of three currencies that you used to survive. Most of my friends went on and had good to exceptional football careers. And at 17, under the umbrella of injury, but really it was because I wasn't good enough, you know, I was told that I wouldn't get a professional contract, and I spent the next 9 months trialing up and down the country. And the best thing that happened to me was I had £90,000 of debt of, you know, credit cards and loans, which I'd taken out as a young aspiring footballer. At that time, the, you know, access to debt as a 17-year-old was just tremendous. It's much better regulated now. So I took out every credit card. I wrote every check with a check guarantee card, and I had 90 grand of debt. And that saved my life, because it meant I had to stop trialing, because I had to earn money to pay to service the debt. But had I not had that debt, I would have carried on pursuing this football dream, you know, for many years, and we probably wouldn't be talking.
And in terms of that journey then, you know, having to overcome that debt, and I personally have also had to do something quite similar, and it inspired you to do better and try and not just pay that off, but not want to be in that position again. Is this where you learned to cultivate those relationships as you began building this business? When did you begin to realise the value of relationships in business?
What happened to me was I had the cold shower of coming out of, you know, training on a Friday and then going into the working environment on Monday. And I had kind of 3 months where my peers and colleagues would laugh at me because I clearly couldn't handle it. And then I had a moment of pride that kicked in, where I said, okay, I've got to get my act together now because I'm the laughing stock of this office. And because I wasn't trained and or educated, the only place to learn was through observation. I had to ask colleagues, you know, how do you save a document on a PC, right? How do you create a PowerPoint? You know, how do you format a disk? I had to ask people those basic questions. That got me comfortable talking to people because I had no alternative. And the more I spoke to people and made them feel comfortable, the more they shared and educated. And it just kind of, you know, snowballed from there. But it came out of, you know, survival, right? I had to get up to speed quickly, and I hadn't been trained, and I didn't know where to look other than the colleagues, you know, sat next to me.
There was one thing that I was interested in reading about your journey, which was there were two points in your life where you were made homeless. What would you want people to learn from your experience of going from being someone who was homeless, not once, but twice, and now being championed as one of Britain's most ambitious leaders? What lessons have you learned? Would you want people to learn from that?
There's a lot of good fortune, but also hard work that's gone into that journey, right? And I don't think I'm excellent at anything other than running through the doors of opportunity whenever they're cracked open for me. You know, if I can get in and there's something to get, I'm going to pursue it, you know, relentlessly. So it is a bit of an old cliche, you know, hard work does pay off. But for me, it really, really has. But also, coming back to the relationship point, you know, along that journey and coupled with that hard work has been a lot of people who have held out hand, you know, given me some advice, spent some time with me, helped me out of difficult situations and moments. Hard work really, really, really almost always pays off. But for those of us in good positions, we have to remember to, you know, extend opportunities and open our door and spend our time with those less fortunate than us, because it's needed and it's helpful.
So obviously, other than talking to me on 929, what would you say has been your proudest achievement in your career so far?
We just sold Fortiro 12 days ago for €1 billion. And that, you know, thinking about, again, 16, 17-year-old me, imagining one day that I would do three exits that all amounted to the value of €1 billion, I never imagined that. But then to do the fourth one for the sum total of the previous three is easily the thing I'm, you know, professionally most proud of.
Dean, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us on 929.
Loved it. Thank you.
What will you be applying to your own week from what Dean said? Will you take the time to reconnect with what drives you, or look to build new relationships, or perhaps improve your existing ones? Here's something else to help your week go that bit better. Fiverr are offering listeners to this podcast 20% off their next order when you use the discount code podcast22 at fiverr.com. Try it today and enjoy getting more stuff done. Thanks so much for listening. Hit follow, and I'll be back with you next Monday morning. Until then, have a great week.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.